This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to Time Forward KE Report. It used to be KER Politics. We are going to be talking about politics in the second hour. Going to focus on what's going on in primarily, you know, on the Beltway and what's going on down on the border. Got some interesting stories about the border for you, firsthand experience. But in the first segment of the show, we're going to be talking with Stephen Leeb, PHEN. There we go, Stephen Leeb, who is one of my favorite analysts and one of my favorite money managers. By the way, Stephen is a author of renown, has written numerous books, one of which I made reference to on the website this past week. It's called China's Rise and the New Age of Gold. I would highly recommend that you take a look at this book. If nothing else, pick it up on Kindle. It's an interesting book. I have it in my private library. Stephen, I have a question for you. The gold market right now is relatively strong. I just checked it again here about 5 minutes ago before we started. The silver market is in a bit of a decline right now. I personally, given my rationale for investing in precious metals, don't see why the silver market isn't following the gold market. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of ridiculous in a way. I mean, you're not talking meaningful declines, but it's just illustrative of what you're seeing over and over again. And I don't know why I'm so conscious of it this time around. Well, I think this is the big one. This is the one that they have to control and they won't be able to, in my opinion. Silver market is going contrary to copper, which is up about 8 cents, and it's going contrary to gold, and it's going contrary to the dollar, which is down, which should push silver up. But they're going to have a problem. I mean, and the problem that they're going to have with all these markets revolving around commodities is that there is, in addition to the increasing demand for commodities, which comes from, again, the developing world, which is going to need tremendous amounts of commodities, infrastructure, etc. We're even trying to build infrastructure. I mean, why should we be building infrastructure in America? After all, we have very good wooden pipes. They were built in the end of the 19th century. Don't they work? Do we really need to replace them? No, I'm being sarcastic.
Of course you are.
I mean, this country has let everything go. But so if we're trying to catch up with about a $3 trillion infrastructure bill. But, you know, guess what? We don't have the commodities either to build the infrastructure. Now, a couple of data points that we've seen the past week or so, Al, which I think are very, very important, and they come from South America, from Chile and from Brazil. Brazil and Chile are both now in lockdowns, especially Brazil, but I was actually shocked to find that Santiago, which is, I think, the capital of Chile, is in lockdown. Now, why should this affect anything? Well, it affects things because these are centers for a number of commodities. Brazil for food, and Chile for just about everything else, from lithium to copper to who knows what else.
Right.
Mexico, I think they're doing, you know, fairly well, and maybe that's why silver is down a little bit. I mean, I don't like to believe in conspiracies because it just doesn't do any good. You just drive yourself nuts. So I'll just accept the fact that Mexico is okay. But when it comes to copper, when it comes to base metals, we have problems. We have problems because what we're doing in this country right now is we are dramatically increasing demand. We are literally putting money in people's pockets. And they are they're all dressed up and are going to have very few places to go because there is not abundant food supplies out there. I mean, I watch a raw food index, and it's had a remarkable run. I mean, it's up, I don't know, 20-30% in the past 12 months. I mean, you don't see that kind of thing. And raw industrials are also up. Now, some of that, again, due to demand and due to the fact that countries that can afford it are hoarding this stuff right now. I mean, because it's just not, you know, going to be available in the context of literally 85% of this world growing rapidly and everybody trying to switch or trying to change energy sources from, you know, fossil fuels to so-called clean, and now hydrogen is a very big source of energy, and it's going to be a mess, and it's going to be a very big mess, I think, in this country unless we, you know, really get things going and, I mean, do things that we haven't done before, which includes cooperating with others and doing it full tilt. No, look, I'm no friend of the Chinese Communist Party. I can't stand them. I mean, I hate that kind of government. I don't want anyone to have any doubt about where I stand. I mean, I hate that kind of government. And I grew up in this country, as I've said before, during, you know, part of the period in which it was the greatest country that ever lived. But we've got to get back to those days. We've got to get back to, you know, a period in which, you know, you don't have corporations like Facebook, et cetera, just controlling things and doing things that they should not be doing. But it's going to catch up with us. And no matter, there are some, one time, I think an insight that I had, I don't know, 20 years ago, that there are some problems that money can solve. Most problems out there can be solved by money. But every once in a while, you come across a problem that cannot be solved by money. And when that happens, that can be a real major threat. And I think up to this point, in a life of, 40, 50 years in this industry, I can't even count the number of years, virtually every problem we have come across, including what we saw in 2008-09, could be solved very easily by money.
Yep.
And we did it. And we have remained basically the world's major power in, you know, many respects. We have a problem today, and I just, you know, talked about evidence of that problem, which is disease, whatever people want to say about it. You can't deny the fact that Brazil and Santiago are under, you know, lockdown. And that economic activity in Chile especially, and Chile especially, because they're very, very important in different ways, it doesn't matter. You could take helicopters of $1,000 bills, or they don't make $1,000 bills, $100 bills, and drop them. You're not going to get the copper. You're not going to get the amount of food that you need. This is a problem that cannot be solved by money, and we're not equipped, in my opinion, to really adjust that quickly. I think that what you're seeing, when you say gold, yes, it is catching a bid today. There's no doubt about it, but I honestly think, Al, when we look forward over the next 10 to 20 years, you're probably going to see gold many, many multiples of what it is today, because it's not that the dollar is going to disappear. It won't, but it cannot remain the reserve currency. That only works when you have problems that money can solve. But when you're talking about climate change, and, you know, I've been very skeptical of climate change in the past, but I'm not so much. I mean, I am skeptical in the fact that they...
Stephen, I got to stop you just for a second. We got to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Going to get back to this subject here in about 30 to 40 seconds, right after the break. Stick around. Dr. Lieb has some excellent, excellent points to make in terms of investing in commodities. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second segment of the first half of the first hour. Boy, if you can follow that one, you can follow anything. Chatting with Stephen Lieb right now. We are talking about the potential of an incredibly profitable investment arena, i.e. commodities in the relatively near future. Stephen, before we get into that, I want to talk about one other thing that to me is very important, and that is you mentioned in the last segment that money can solve virtually anything. I would have to say that, yes, in theory that's correct, but in the situation that the United States is in right now with the deficit, I think continuing to throw printed dollars at the problem is going to really get our country in trouble. You got any comments on that, sir?
Yes, I do. And, Al, I just want to, you know, modify, if I gave that impression that money could solve anything, I would say up to this point in my life, I have not seen a problem, an economic problem that could not be solved by money. Because up till this point, we've always had enough supply of what we needed.
Right.
And all it took was money. Even in 1973, during the first oil embargo, when OPEC, you know, started thumping their chest and decided they wanted to take control, they embargoed oil because of what was going on in Israel, etc. It was still ultimately money that solved that problem. It was money that built up a massive defense that we had, and we were the only ones that could protect Saudi Arabia. Nixon made a deal, etc., and we had the petrodollar. And the Saudis really had no choice. But there was never a fundamental lack of supply of what we actually needed. We're in that situation today for the first time, probably in the history of America. And that's how, you know, that's how different this is from anything else. Don't make any mistake about that. That's what I want to make clear now. The national debt, I don't want to ignore that question. The national debt, Janet Yellen was asked yesterday, the current Treasury of the Secretary and current Secretary Treasurer, former Fed Reserve Chief, very intelligent woman, you know, a good-meaning woman, etc., and has grown up with this kind of thought that when you have a problem, what you do is you throw as much money as you can at it. And, you know, it should work, especially if you're the reserve currency and you can spend as much money as you want and no one's going to trouble you because ultimately they need those dollars to buy other goods. But the problem has become, how are you going to pay off the interest on this debt? Are you, if the, and her answer was, that's one of the senators asked her that yesterday, you know, the national debt is like, you know, it's ballooning.
Yeah.
This is like we're in, you know, the Second World War. And maybe during the second, I said during my lifetime, I was not around during that period. And there we really did have to scramble for supplies. And there you really did have a lot of inflation, but it wasn't permanent. And a lot of money. And, you know, there were real issues. But in today's world, it's a war, but it's not a shooting war. Hopefully it never will get to that point. But the difference is, in today's world, if interest rates start rising dramatically, I mean, her answer was, we can afford, let me back up, her answer was, the national debt doesn't concern us. That's basically what she said. The reason is that interest rates are so low that we can afford to service the debt. The real problem with debt becomes when you cannot service it. And, well, okay, we can't service, we could service it because interest rates are so low. But you're in a situation, as I was trying to explain, where you have massive constraints on supply. And you have people throwing money, creating debt, which is basically creating purchasing power. Everybody in this country has a lot of purchasing power now, and I'm, you know, happy for that in a way. But in another way, what if there's nothing to buy? I mean, you know, I'm speaking figuratively. I mean, the answer to this question lies at the door of Economics 101. You don't need a graduate degree in economics or a PhD from an Ivy League school to figure out that if there's so much money out out there and so few things to buy, you're going to have massive inflation.
You bet.
And you have Powell saying, well, inflation's been anchored over the past 25 years. No one's going to factor in inflation. Well, so it's fine to anchor inflation if you have plenty of food around, if you have plenty of commodities around to satisfy all your needs. But if you run out of that, that's a fundamental change. That's full stop. That's a different world. And you're going to very soon, when I say very soon, months, you know, within, you know, not in 2050, but I mean, by, you know, now, sometime during the next 12, 18 months, maybe, who knows, maybe sooner, you're going to run into a situation where inflation, because there's not enough goods to buy and there's a lot of, you know, money out there, it just, again, economics 101, too much money chasing too few goods. You don't need an Austrian school, you don't need a Keynesian school to tell you that. That means prices are going to go up and continue to rise. And if the commodities are too hard to get out of the ground, which they will be in certain cases, copper might be one of them as an example, silver could be, you know, in shorts. There are so many commodities out there that could end up in very short supply. And that means money can only exacerbate the problem make the problem worse and create inflation. So then you're faced with a situation where either you let inflation run wild, keep interest rates low, and that's just going to create more and more demand for, you know, goods. And it's going to, create tremendous amounts of inflation. And you will just have something that is, it basically will shake the economy at its core, is what I'm saying. There'll be no basis to pay off, no way of paying off the debt. Either you can't pay off the debt or you have to starve people.
Steve, we've got to cut it here. Unfortunately, we've got to cut it here. That was a great example of something I learned years and years and years ago as an undergraduate in economics. That's called demand push inflation.
Exactly.
Not
right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Seen it
and
on a long-term basis, but
right.
We are today, Al, and that's something that is ultimately the reason you've got to own commodities. You must. It's so essential. I'm not saying 100%. That's your decision, how much you put in, how you allocate your portfolio, but you must, and I have to emphasize that, for the sake, your own sake and the sake of your families, you must own commodities, gold, silver, et cetera.
Take a break right now, Dr. Lieb. Let me say, I've never heard in 40 years in the business, I have never heard an expert be so, so emphatic about purchasing commodities and commodity stocks right now. Stick around. We'll be right back talking about politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The man who sold the gun used in the Colorado shooting, shocked and heartbroken. John Mark Eagleton owns the store where Ahmad Elise bought a Ruger AR-556 less than a week before allegedly killing 10 people in a Boulder grocery store. Eagleton says the 21-year-old Elise passed a background check and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation approved the sale. Meanwhile, investigators continue searching for a motive into Monday's shooting. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty making a pledge Friday to the families of the victims.
To the victims, families, and to this community, I promise you that we will work tirelessly to make sure that the right thing happens in that case. That is my firm and solemn commitment, and everyone in this building, everyone connected to this investigation, shares that determination and focus.
Elise charged with 10 counts of murder, more charges pending. Daugherty says the trial will likely take at least a year. This is USA Radio News. A new record set for COVID vaccinations. The number of vaccine doses administered Friday, almost 3.5 million. The White House says that's the most ever in a single day. Still, the U.S. is averaging at least 50,000 cases and 1,000 deaths a day. That is CDC Director Rochelle Walensky worried.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnation increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
Meanwhile, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying this week he wants all schools to be open for in-person learning this fall.
You know, I think it's really important. If we want our schools to safely reopen, we also have to be mindful of the community mitigation strategies. So it's not just about schools. Schools are going to be open safely if our community is following those mitigation strategies to make sure that we don't have a rise in numbers and then result in our closing of schools. So it's really connected.
Cardona on The View Friday. He also says being vaccinated won't be mandatory to re-enter the classroom. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the second half of the KE Report. This is going to be about politics. I'm chatting right now with Jim McKinney. I'm going to talk about various subjects, various events that have happened this week. I'm going to start out with what's going on with people living up here in our neck of the woods. That's the Pacific Northwest. We have a number of people who are actually have put their houses up for sale and sold their houses because they do not want to live in the state of Washington anymore. These are well-intentioned, very bright, very successful people. And I can give you names and addresses, but I obviously don't want to do that. Having said that, we devoted almost the entire book club yesterday to the political situation in the United States, focused to a large extent on the illegal entries across the border. We have approximately, according to official numbers from the Border Patrol, 2.1 illegals coming into the U.S. Annually. Do you have any idea what that is going to do to the United States? The only comment I can make is I'm going to ask Jim McKinney. Jimmy, what do you think that would do to the U.S.?
Yeah, so the numbers that are being estimated right now in March is up to 6,000 or maybe more people a day, up to 600 children a day.
Yeah.
So the children, according to the Biden policy makers and in his press conference yesterday, he's not going to send back. Well, that's 200,000 children that are going to be somebody's obligation and probably, welfare recipients. and maybe, you know, education. I mean, it's very, very costly to the U.S. economy and to taxpayers. And, oh, by the way, they're illegally entering the country, taking away the any notion of sovereignty or a border. The adults...
Yeah, supposedly the solution to this particular problem, because the executive branch happens to admit there is a major problem today in that area, and they have what the executive branch has done is they've relegated the entire responsibility of fixing this problem to Kamala Harris. Is that something that can be fixed? I don't know. We've been trying for a long time. The only time that we got illegal immigration somewhat under control, Jimmy, was under Donald Trump. That was the only time.
Yeah, he significantly reduced the number of illegal border crossings, and he did that by not allowing asylum seekers to be processed inside the United States. They had to wait outside the United States. He disincentivized people from coming up from the southern borders.
Right.
He coordinated with Mexico to stop border crossings from Honduras and down south. He actually built a large section of wall in open areas, and he increased border patrol and immigration authorities' numbers and processes within the justice system, which made it disincentivized people. And what the Biden administration has done is completely the opposite. They have incentivized. In fact, people are coming to the border saying they're coming because they know that Joe Biden will let them in. And there's a lot of – it's not just individuals. There are organizations. There are people out there that are funding and supporting this movement from Central America and South America and other places around the world to cross our border. And there's an agenda with that. It's very, very, very disturbing, but has a tremendous impact on the economy, on jobs, on security, the potential for criminals, both individual security and national security with the potential for terrorist infiltration. It's a terrible, terrible process. And I do not believe that Kamala Harris even has a clue how to go about that, because she's beholden to a very progressive left that wants open borders, a globalized system, people that want globalization.
Well, I'm not going to opine right now. What I'm going to say right now, because I did say once this election was more or less settled a couple, 3 months ago, that I wasn't going to criticize. I was going to wait and see what the proof in the pudding was. I'm not saying that Kamala Harris is an idiot. What I'm saying is that there is a possibility that this problem, now that the executive branch recognizes publicly that there is a problem, now there is time basically to solve the problem with America as a whole. I hope that happens. Although I don't know how strong the progressive movement is, Jimmy. Do you?
Well, from what's happening right now within the Biden administration and the decisions that they're making, it's exceptionally strong with the executive branch. So, I mean, they're making decisions that have been nowhere near centrist or accommodating to either Republicans or moderate Democrats. They are pushing far to the left. And an open borders policy is definitely a progressive and a globalist idea and agenda. I don't know how. They're going to have to make some very bold decisions very quickly and reestablish the Trump administration policies in order to stem this flow. And I don't think they're going to be able to politically do that and survive within their own power base.
Well, I want to say I don't want to call it a Trump policy, even though I know that it is. I just want to say they have to establish an effective policy. Six to 10,000 illegals a day is going to basically put this country on its knees. There's no question whatsoever about that. And I think it has everything to do with the globalist agenda, if you want to know the truth. You know, one of the members of our book club yesterday, Jimmy, said one of the reasons that he's moving, interestingly enough, to Texas is he said, I'm very, very concerned about the United States, because he said, I said, well, look at the last election that we had. And he said, Al, the last election proved to me that there are 100 people in this country who control it. What's your comment on that? 100.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specific number, but I do know that there are tremendously influential, powerful tech giants, Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, and Jack Dorsey with Twitter, and, of course, you know, Bill Gates, people like that that have a tremendous financial stake in the direction of the nation, that they look towards open borders and, you know, more global ideas in order, in their ideological view, to go towards, you know, a more what they think is an equalized national policy that basically takes the United States out of a forefront and becomes equal to other nations. I think it's a huge mistake. I think there's a number of corporate boards that are involved in that. And I think there's some very powerful political entities on the left that are that support those ideas primarily because of financial influence and ideological moves. And, you know, Marxist, socialist, you can say what you want. I'll call it authoritarian capitalism. Mm. These people want control. They think that they're the way they're going to make money and the way they can make a lot of money is expanding to global markets and taking away the United States as an independent nation and become an open borders nation and a nation that is codependent on a global system. And I think that's very dangerous because once you do that, you very much nullify those basic principles of the U.S. Constitution that have made the United States and the world a better place.
Well, let me say one thing. I don't want to cast stones right now, maybe in the future, but I don't want to cast them right now. This is the situation as I understand it, as Jimmy and I are recording here on Friday afternoon. That's the situation as I understand it. My eyes were truly opened yesterday at the book club when three of our very, very brilliant members expressed serious concern. I sat up and took notice when one of the guys said, "This country, in my opinion, is run by 100 individuals." I could say that I would probably have to say that I agree with that, and I think most of them are globalists, and that puts them in the category of progressives. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jim McKinney. We're going to wrap this thing up and come to some conclusions and certainly ask for some opinions.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I want to make one comment at the beginning that's very, very important. Actually, to take it back, I want to make about three comments that I want you guys to think about while we are chatting, while we are opining. I am very, very concerned right now about the future of the United States. And the reason that I'm very concerned is I simply do not understand. I would like to not understand the agenda. The agenda of the government to me today seems absolutely, I guess the best way to put it is nonsensical. We seem to be going in a direction that is almost, not almost, but totally unconstitutional. You know, the first issue that comes up that I don't think is necessarily critical is gun control. And the reason I say that is because I think the real critical issue right now is the amount of power that government has. I think all of this came from it. You know, all of this, in my opinion, came from one simple thing, Jimmy, and that is that globalism is very, very profitable for big business. Boeing would not be in trouble right now, and it is in trouble right now. They're no longer the major employer in the Pacific Northwest. They're having major, major problems. I think that globalism can be a very good thing because everybody can be helped. But the fact of the matter is, and by that I mean, you know, you can be a Vietnamese person, etc., etc., and globalism could obviously help you. But the fact of the matter is, that's not happening. What really is happening right now is the huge money in the world is making even more money as a result of globalism. And I have to tell you, if you still believe in conspiracy theory that a small group of people is looking to take over the world, I would have to say that I could not disagree with that right now. I think it's truly a capitalistic profit motive that's causing it, however. What I'd like to get from Jerry, Eddie, and everybody else is I want to say, I'm not stating that you need to go hide in the basement and, you know, and arm yourself. I'm not even coming close to saying that. What I'm saying is I'd like to know what you people think. Come on, Irish. What do you think? You're a successful guy. You're a brilliant guy. If we can lay out alternative ideas on this program, which happens to be my main agenda, we can possibly make a bit of a difference in changing the direction of the world. Jimmy, I'm going to give the mic over to you.
I'm very concerned about a very powerful group of people that are that have control of large amounts of finance. You know, people are concerned about the Fed and the control of monetary policy. And then, of course, the, you know, Congress has kind of lost its teeth with fiscal policy, and the way that the administration is just printing out money, it's just embarrassing right now. And this is because of COVID, but it continues to be political payoffs. That's going to put a lot of people at risk. You just can't continue to print money and not have something to produce it. And there are people, though, that are benefiting from that tremendously. And I really think it's short-sighted. It's not taking the best interests of our nation at the forefront. And I believe that there are people that would really like to see the U.S. not be powerful. Let's take Facebook, for example. Roughly 200 million Americans are on Facebook. They have 2 billion people globally. So what do they care about 10% of the market if, say, they lose a couple of percent of it because people get off of it? They don't care. They want to expand their global market. They're saturating the United States. And the United States, in some people's mind, is plateauing out in financial or influence or economic power. With a rising China and rising Asia, they see the investment opportunities there. And I think very powerful, influential people and big industries, you know, media industries, tech industries, entertainment, big time, news media companies, they're looking at protecting those markets. And there's no better example than the NBA bowing to Chinese authoritarianism and then screaming at Americans over Black Lives Matter. That is a perfect example of inconsistent, hypocritical actions that are focused on undermining the United States in order to financially gain by moving towards China.
Well, I got to tell you guys, what I have to say is, of course, Black Lives Matter. There's no question about that. Nobody believes that more than I do, but my life matters too. So do all the Latinos' lives, et cetera, et cetera. They all matter a lot, and I'll stick to my guns on that one.
You know, Al, I wanted to say, you know what? None of us had a choice in what color our skin was when we were born, correct? Yeah. None of us had a choice. So why do we look and why are we dividing people over issues like that? Unless there's a political agenda, it makes no sense. We should be working towards looking at each other in a neutral way and based on our character, not on our color.
Well, I mean, that's a very obvious statement, and there's no question about that.
It's an obvious statement, but today it's just you are just intimidated by people and by corporations. People are firing staff members if they say all lives matter. You know, major corporations are doing things like that. Media, that's the Justice Department under this administration are going after people for, you know, political purposes to force people into these agendas. It's an incredibly dangerous time in the history of both the world and the United States.
Well, I want to say one thing, and that is I'm very, very concerned right now. If I haven't made that point, that means somebody doesn't understand English. I'm very concerned. At this point in time, I would simply like to believe that humanity is better than what we're seeing right now. I really would like to believe that. You know, at our Bible study yesterday, we're studying Acts, and we focused on the fact that in the New Testament, it states purely and simply that all people are equal. I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the New Testament of the best-selling book in the world, which is the Bible. Why can't people simply put down their prejudices in terms of sources of information, listen for truth, and make sure that they act in a truthful, moral manner? That doesn't seem to matter to me. Go ahead.
You know what I see happening? There are these powerful influences that are using these tools, this division, this racism as a political tool, as a weapon in order to achieve their political goals. So if you control the vast majority of the media and the press and you want to divide rather than unite, that's why people are looking and seeing on their Facebook page or on their social media, their Instagram account or their Twitter, these hateful messages, and they perpetuate that out of fear of not jumping on board, because we are social creatures.
Yep.
And so that's, it comes right back to very powerful, influential tech individuals and others that have an agenda that are actually exacerbating this problem, that are dividing us. And individuals have to wake up to it. And unfortunately, many, many are now beholden to this fear and the lies that are being propagated by these powerful people.
Well, I can't disagree with that. Well, let me just say one thing, and that is I pray to God that my opinion of the character and the efficacy of the President of the United States, I pray to God that my opinion is incorrect. And the reason, I don't know if it is, and I don't know if it isn't, I just pray that it is incorrect, because if we need anything right now, we need somebody who can pull this country together. We are all very good people. Everybody believes in a cause. President Biden supposedly is a pretty decent person as a human being. I pray to God that that is right, you know, and I hope that I was misinformed when I, or I perhaps didn't understand something correctly, regarding the financial situation with he and his son and his brother. I'm looking for a way out of this thing. Jim, we got about 15 seconds. Wrap it up.
Hope is not a method. The facts do not portray him being even able to understand or to unite right now, because I don't believe the people that are giving him information want that. I think the people that are on his staff, he is just now, in my view, not capable of bringing us together.
And there you have two different opinions. What do you guys think? I'll spend as much time as I can on the blog this weekend, and I know that Jimmy will also. Jim, thanks for your time, as always. Do some thinking, you guys.
Always a pleasure.
Do some serious thinking. Yeah, pleasure to have you on the show, Jim. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.